and we are honored to have you on the show, Ricky, and we're glad to call you our friend. And most importantly, we're great to hear about your new album coming out. We look forward to maybe getting a cut of that so we can play it on the show. We get the permission to play it on the show?
Absolutely. As soon as I get, I'm recording The Last House on the Block next week. So as soon as I get it, I'll give you an MP3 and you can launch it on the show. And there it is.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
And all right, buddy.
We'll definitely be talking.
You got it, buddy. Take care.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, bye.
And there you go, ladies and gentlemen, Richie Supa. And, of course, get a little bit of a history on Richie and what he's been doing and how he's been doing it and how he's been doing it for 40 years. That's four decades, hanging out, rocking and rolling. We're going to go to, our next break. And when we come back, we're going to have 8 Days Clean. It's Northwest Group out of Seattle area, and they are off the chain. You can't wait to meet these folks. I'm sure if you haven't heard of them, and there's a lot of people that do follow them, if you haven't heard of them, you're going to have a great message of hope tonight. We'll be back right after this message. John Hollis, and of course, I'm with Holistic Lifestyles Radio, and we want to talk about Crossroads of Antigua, helping people take the first step towards change. Do you know somebody struggling with addiction to alcohol, prescription medication, or other drugs? Crossroads Center of Antigua provides comprehensive detoxification, treatment, and continuing care services within a holistic body, mind, and spirit approach to recovery. Founded by Eric Clapton, Crossroads Center is recognized as one of the top 10 international programs for addiction services. Crossroads provides quality, affordable care for individuals and their families. Call now for a free, confidential assessment and speak with one of course, their admission counselors. Give them a call at 877-318-8834 or check out the website at crossroadsantigua.org. And remember, recovery is possible and is often life-saving.
After my son was born, my face broke out with red blotches and acne. There's not a single cream, cleanser, toner, or scrub I didn't try to clear up my face. Then my mom recommended I try Willard Water. She's been using Willard Water for years. She recommended spraying some on my face to help clear my skin. I thought, hey, what could it hurt? I could see a difference in no time. Not only did it clear up the breakouts, the Willard Water smoothed the texture and tone of my skin. Now Willard Water is part of my everyday skincare regimen. I've recommended it to my friend who suffers from eczema, and it even worked for her. Now I know what works for me, and that's Willard Water.
To learn more about the benefits of Willard Water, call us at 888-379-4552 or visit our website at drwillard.com. That's drwillard.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration, and Willard Water is not intended to treat, diagnose, cure, or prevent any diseases.
Let me tell you about the meditation Sound Pillow. Sound Pillow helps many people in early addiction recovery who suffer from stress, anxiety, and fear, causing long, sleepless nights. Sound Pillow can give you the ability to get a comfortable night's sleep by providing a calming and soothing feeling for the mind's everyday distractions. Sound Pillow allows the mind to shut down, the body to relax, and the spirit to heal. Go to www.soundpillow.com. That's soundpillow.com. While you're there, check out the many endorsements from addiction treatment centers using the Sound Pillow. Don't lose another night's sleep. Call Sound Pillow toll free, 877-846-8255. 6488. That's 877-846-6488. And let the healing begin. Remember, soundpillow.com. That's www.soundpillow.com. Call 877-846-6488.
You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, brought to you by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, holisticlifestylesradio.com. That's holisticlifestylesradio.com. Now back to today's show.
Thank you.
Clean. And of course, we're going to go right now to the guys. They have all called in. We got three of them anyway. And it looks like we have, of course, Glenn. Is Glenn with us?
Glenn is.
All right, Glenn, how are you? And who else do we have with us?
Hello?
Yeah, how are you guys? Who else do we have with us? We have three members of the band. We have Glenn. That, of course, does a lot of work with them, but it looks like we also have a couple other folks with us, and who are we speaking to from the band?
Can you hear me?
Can hear you now. Can you hear me?
This is Billy.
Hey, Billy, how are you today?
Hey, how's it going, man?
All right, can you hear us now?
Yeah, there we go.
All right, very good. And listen, Billy, I welcome you to the show. And, of course, do we have Ron, Jeff, and Sean, and Billy. Is that correct?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, can you hear me now?
Yeah, this is Jeff.
Yeah.
Hey, Jeff,
this is
how
Jeff,
are you?
Drummer, Eight Days Clean. How you doing, man?
Great to meet you. And it sounds like we're all trying to come on here. I got you all live. And the phone numbers that are coming up that I was given by Glenn, or a couple of them are a little bit different, but... I think that we can all talk with Billy's with us, and Jeff is with us. Is that correct?
Yep.
Yes.
All right, great. And Jeff, you are the founder. Is that correct? You and Ron?
Yeah, I'm one of them. We got this thing started about 4 years ago.
Okay. And how did you guys kick it off? What was the – you guys had some clean time, and you decided that this was something that you wanted to dive into, and I'm sure you guys were into the music scene. Were you doing it prior to getting sober? Were you, into the music scene prior to your getting sober?
Yeah. Well, I know for Ron, he was doing a lot of stuff that whole grunge era, and I'd been in a couple of garage bands also, and the whole thing just started out as a jam in my studio/garage, and, that's where they always start out at. And he showed up with a couple other guys, and we just started jamming and did that for several weeks, once a week. And then it just took on a life of its own. And, before we know it, we had decided, hey, let's do this thing, And thought it was kind of a rare chance to play with all musicians that were in recovery. And it worked out pretty good for us.
And I got a CD from you guys last week. And a great CD, by the way. And
thanks.
Is that the first one you guys put out, or is there other music that you guys have been doing?
Did you get the Angels of Nothing?
That's correct.
That's not the first one. We put out three so far.
Wow.
So that's our latest one.
Great stuff, and great videos. I've watched some of your YouTube stuff, and you got some really great stuff going on out there. And I understand
thanks.
That you do a lot of live stuff also. You do a lot of work with different organizations, and you go out on the road, and you do a lot of work with early in recovery people so they can have fun in recovery.
That's a lot of what this is all about, is just, showing people that are new in recovery, the guy that's coming in 30 days, he's going, oh God, I'm not going to be able to do this. I'm not going to be able to do that. And I'm not going to be able to do this. We're saying, you know what? You can do anything you want in recovery. And you will have a psychic change. If you do this thing, you'll have a psychic change. And, this is just the beginning, that's really what it's all about. This is just the beginning, and you can still
absolutely.
Have fun. Yeah,
and I understand we have Sean with us. He's the lead guitarist. Sean, do you find that?
Sean, hello.
Do you find
hey,
that?
Sean.
Do you
hey,
find
John.
That also?
I wasn't sure if I was on yet.
You're absolutely on. Everybody's on right now. We got Ron
all
on,
right.
Jeff on, Sean on, Billy on, and Glenn on. Everybody's on the air.
What's up, guys?
We don't have Ron.
Sweet.
And is Ron? Ron is with us, so we just brought him in.
Yeah, this would be Ron.
Hey, Ron, how are you? I mean, we were just finding out about the how it all began, and of course, Jeff was talking about his end of it. And what was your feelings on being the founder of 8 Days Clean and starting this off and kicking it off? And now you're, you know, three CDs into this, and a lot of great music out there and a big following. And you know, what was your feelings on it when you first kicked it off? Did you think it was going to go to where it's at right now?
Not at all. I am truly grateful for where it's at right now. We were just four guys in recovery just jamming. That was it. We wanted to do a couple shows. I mean, we didn't expect what we're involved in now, and I'm over the top grateful for it.
And it sounds, you know, I've talked to Glenn, and Glenn was kind of like the mouthpiece for your band. And Glenn, you're with us, correct?
Yes, I am.
And Glenn, one of the things that you had asked me at the very beginning, because, you know, I get a lot of different inquiries from people to, you know, bring on their books and bring on their music and stuff like that. And I'll tell you, he sent me over some links, and I sat back and I listened to it. And I called him the next day, and I was like, we got to get these guys on. It was that good. And, you know, I don't... And through that, I got to tell you what happened. You know, God works through people. And...
Absolutely.
I've been sitting for the last probably 3 or 4 months saying, you know something, I don't want to do this thing, Rockers in Recovery. And it's been in my mind, and it's been burning a hole in my brain for months. And I just kept, like, avoiding it. And then finally, you know, when Glenn called, here we go. We kicked it all off tonight. It's the first night. And you know something, it's an honor to have you guys from the Northwest be a part of this and a new message being carried. And, of course, Richie Supo along with you. You guys were also nominated for a Prism this year, too, weren't you?
Yes.
That's some incredible stuff, man.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, it's an honor to go where we went, where we started out from, you know?
Yeah.
for four guys who are basically homeless, and you know the story. You know the story.
Yeah.
You know, probably everybody listening right now has been to that point of crawling across the floor, even if it's in their 72 pickup truck, you know, or whatever.
Not everybody. I was in a van.
Right. You were in a van. You high bottom. Come on.
High bottom.
Yeah. Those high bottoms had vans.
That's funny. Where did you guys come up with the name 8 Days Clean?
Ron?
Yes. Why don't you
want to share that one? You want to share that one, Ron?
Too many times. You share it.
Okay, I'll share it. The deal was, we had a different singer at one point, and he was having problems staying clean. And basically, he was confronted on it. And we didn't have a name at that point. And he came in one night and said, hey, don't worry about it, man. I've got 8 days clean. And it was like a bell went off. 8 Days Clean, what a great name, you know.
Great name.
Yeah, and I think I actually voted against it or something. I don't know. It worked out pretty good for me. Of course he did.
Like,
I wanted it like Musky. Something crazy.
That's classic. Hey, listen, like I said, you know, you God speaks and we laugh sometimes, but it ends up coming out exactly the way he wants it. And here you are, three CDs into great music and great production. Where do you produce your music at?
That album was produced by us and Mark Simmons at Pacific Studios in Tacoma.
Okay.
He is one of the best in Washington and all-around great guy. And it was really nice working with him.
Did you find it was kind of different than just sitting in the old garage and jamming out, that you had to, like, really kind of do things a little bit differently?
That's an interesting question. Well, definitely different than the garage, not our first round in the studio, just first round of being all... for me, especially being in a band where we're all sober, and it was very odd for the producer because he didn't expect it, and he said, we're crazier than the people that come in there and drink, which I found that kind of disturbing.
Yeah, that was disturbing.
I was like, no. So we haven't changed a bit. Damn.
We didn't break out the control room glass, though, you know, so.
Yeah,
there's still hope.
Right.
There was no broken bones and no bruises, so everything was good.
Nothing. Yeah, just mischief, you know, nothing. No broken bones, you know, not too many stitches, I don't think. No hospital runs, no nothing like that.
Well,
so.
We're not a glum lot by no means.
Definitely not.
We like to make up nicknames for people. Like, they'll tell us their real name, mm-hmm. and then we just make up a different one for them, and I think that was kind of odd for them because we still call them it. That was one of the things, not nothing I can really say on the air, but they were interesting.
Yeah.
Names.
Yeah,
so if you're listening, Dolphin.
The FCC definitely regulates. So. Let's be gentle.
I'm sure he's got the delay on.
Yeah, absolutely. And we got, we've been hearing from Jeff and Ron. Billy and Sean, what do you think of all the, you know, all of the positive, good insanity that we're talking about?
You know, it's a fantastic message for people new in recovery. That it can be tough, man. And like Jeff, my friend Jeff was saying, you know, you can do anything. It's you know, all those promises come true. Great stuff. It's a wonderful message.
And, again, Sean and Billy both feed into that.
Yes. What was that?
Billy, are you with us?
Sean, say something.
Oh, is that Sean? Okay. I thought that was Sean that was talking.
My droid is freaking out right now. I've never had this many people talk to us.
Isn't it great, man? Hey, listen,
no,
you know, here's the amazing part. The way that we have you, you know, coming into the system here at WNN 1470 AM, I can actually put on 100 at the same time like this. Now, wouldn't that be incredible?
Oh, my gosh.
That would be an interesting chat room.
Do it. Let's do it.
Let's do at least
50.
Could everyone call in?
So, Billy,
50 on there and call the half measures room.
Oh, that's classic.
Yeah.
Billy, did you find this to be, you know, a good thing for you and your recovery and getting part? It sounds like you guys have really become a family unit and you've really, you know, are into carrying the message, and that's great. But you've also formed a bond with each other.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's another wonderful, you know, brick in the foundation of recovery, man. It's a new family for sure, and it just, you know, it keeps growing.
And you carry, when you go out in public and you're starting to, you know, and you're doing your gigs, and from what I understand, you got pretty sizable following that actually show up at the concerts. And you know, how many people are you normally getting at your concerts now?
Oh, a few hundred.
Really depends on the venue, you know. We've been playing to a lot of packed houses, you know.
That's beautiful.
And we've had the opportunity to do a few outside festivals or shows, and it's cool to look out in a public setting and see acres of people bouncing up and down. It is just amazing.
In the thousands is always fun.
Mm.
Yeah, it is amazing. And the you get back, that's all cliche stuff, but it's just an amazing thing. We're blessed.
Yeah. Yes, very.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys heard the first part of the show with Richie Supa. And Richie was talking.
Oh, fascinating.
Yeah, and Richie was talking about exactly that, about, you know, how he, you know, today he gets to be able to carry that message to the kids that might not necessarily understand, you know, the way he did when he was coming up, you know. And he's able to carry a message that they don't have to go there today, you know. And we get to be powers of example today in ways that we never thought we were going to be, that's for sure. I don't know about you guys, but, you know, we were already talking about the band being a high-bottom drunk here. So I think we all understand that we get to carry a message of hope today that we would not necessarily be able to carry. And we probably, I know for myself, I can't speak for anybody else, but, you know, at best, I should be, like, slobbering on myself.
Right. Right. And I agree that that's, you know, that is one of the greatest messages we can convey, is that you don't have to be a member of that 27-year-old, you know, club anymore. That, you know, like when we were growing up, it was you know, drugs and alcohol were associated heavily with, you know, within the music community and of rock stardom and whatnot. And that doesn't have to be, that is not a reality. And it doesn't have to be. And I think a lot of young kids kind of get under that impression that that's kind of the norm. And man, it's not. It's just like, usually, you know, looking back at the kids in school, you know, the ones that weren't cool back in school are the cool, successful kids now.
Go figure,
the cool,
huh?
Successful grown-ups. And it's all kind of it's kind of an illusion, you know, if that makes any sort of sense there.
I think everybody, all the guys will agree with me that it's way funner throwing a TV out of a hotel window,
yes,
clean and sober, than it is loaded.
Yes, you remember it.
Yeah, you can see it with both eyes instead
of
just one.
You remember it. Yeah, and you actually feel bad about it now.
Right. See, there's guilt there, so we got a reason to pull out. Okay, now hold up. Yeah.
I hope I didn't just throw us offline. We're not being serious.
You know something? I like hearing this, you know, because I would actually like to be at the bottom taking pictures as it hit.
Yeah, but watch it, because we're really bad shots.
You have to rent it. You have to rent the room, because we can't have that.
No, they won't. Hey, listen. Part of recovery for me was that I can actually go to hotels now, and they let me in.
Yeah, I know.
That's great.
You know, at one point, I remember there was a, you know, I don't know if you guys have been here in South Florida, but down in Miami on Biscayne Boulevard, for listeners that are listening locally, they'll know about the different motels that line the strip of Biscayne Boulevard. And they're all owned by, of course, Oriental people. So I would show up at these places, and I would walk in, and they would be like, "Oh, no room for you. No, you know, you go now. You go now. You must stay here."
Sounds like Tacoma.
Yeah. That sounds like Tacoma, doesn't it, Glenn?
It does.
South Tacoma way.
Yeah. Yeah.
I gotta tell you that I'm really glad that we had you on. And Glenn, I guess you guys are going to be doing some live shows. You're starting it out, and you have an event that's going to be taking place, and that's going to be happening in several different states. Is that correct?
Well, actually, I think we're looking at about three states, actually.
Okay.
Washington, Oregon, California. Recovery Palooza, the first ever West Coast run of it. And we're going to be doing that in August. We're going to start right around August 20th in Portland, I think 19th or 20th, whatever Ron
August,
decides.
August
and then
19th in Portland.
Okay, and then we got, like, we're going to be going to San Francisco, then San Diego, Costa Mesa. We got plenty around L.A. a few times, and then just keep working our way back up north. And it's going to be an awesome thing. It's a grassroots tour. You know, we're playing Alano clubs and recovery, you know, clean and sober venues. All the shows,
all free.
We decided that all the shows are going to be free.
Yeah, that's, you know, something I want to stop you there for a minute, because that's incredible. I am really, like, it's an awe to me that you guys are doing this, and you're doing it in pretty much out of your own pockets and through sponsorship, correct?
Yeah. I mean, unless you have a rich listener that wants to send Ron a check, you can give them the address right now. But, yeah, it's going to be a fun thing.
Hey, Uncle Charlie, can you support this tour, please?
it's a labor of love for me and the other guys in this band to be able to do this. And some of the people that are getting on board, it's just starting to really blow us away, like the, you know, the 24/7 Recovery Channel, your radio station, In the Rooms, you know, In the Journey magazine, Recovery Radio. We got a list of about six pretty major people that are into carrying a message of hope, and it's just an awesome thing to be part of. You know, I'm really glad I made it.
Well,
you know, and I got it back.
You know, it's amazing because God brings people into everybody's lives for a reason, and we all get to be able to work together and carry a message of hope, and that's what this was all about. When I sat down, and me and my wife took the undertaking, and we ate a lot of beans, and we still do, and the bottom line is that we carry a message. And, of course, you don't want to be in our living room because we do eat a lot of beans.
Brother.
Yeah. Yeah. Sounds like Jeff has that same issue.
He does.
Yeah. They just keep accusing me, no matter what happens, no matter what
it's about it. Hey, it was the dog.
Unjustly accused.
It was the dog. It wasn't
laughing.
Yeah, you know, I had one more thing I wanted to talk about with this whole online, the way this has grown online. You were talking a little bit about the Rockers in Recovery and how it's up to like 900 fans already. It's obvious we have a huge amount of people that, you know, are going online in between meetings, and they spend a lot of time there helping each other, and gotten a lot of them involved. I'm sure the band will agree. I mean, none of this is even remotely possible without everybody getting behind this, you know, and wanting this. So, it's an awesome thing, you know, to be to have that kind of people behind the scenes doing the work, because, you know, we certainly couldn't do it all. You know, I mean,
absolutely.
a lot of people hammering away trying to make this happen.
And the other, it needs to be.
A lot of people that volunteer their time, you know, as far as they will haul gear. They've went out of state with us. They've just, you know, take off time from work and, you know, drive. Just, I mean, it's amazing how much people have backed this, man. It's nothing but just thanks and it humbles you, you know, that people will get behind you so much if you're doing the, you know, trying to do something positive, you know.
Absolutely.
That's what keeps us going when we're, you know, all hating each other and arguing, and not that ever happens, but theoretically, that could ever happen, you know.
Patience, love, and tolerance, my brother.
That's right, yeah. Because we practice these principles all the time. That keeps us going, you know.
Well, you know something, guys, I'm really, really glad that you were on the show with us tonight, and it's been a pleasure, and I'm looking forward to having you back. And most importantly, Ron, Jeff, Sean, Billy, and Glenn, 8 Days Clean, great, great album listen to me, I'm aging myself, CD that they just came out with. And, of course, give us the title of all three of your CDs so that way people can find out where to get them and where to buy them so that way they can support your cause.
Okay, we got Skeletons was our first one, which, sorry, is no longer available. Second Column, which is our second CD, and Angels of Nothing, which is our third, and you can download it online from iTunes or CD Baby, or you can visit our eBay store, the 8 Days Clean store on eBay.
Sounds
or come to a show and we'll sign it. We'll sign it for you, and that keeps us going, man. Selling the albums and our merch keeps us going.
And if there's any Uncle Charlies out there that would like to write him a check, you can go to the same place.
Absolutely.
All the same places. We would love it. Either way, we're still coming out on tour, and it's not going to cost the participants a thing.
Well, that's great stuff, guys. And thank you for carrying a message. Thank you for, you know, diligently showing up to life in a sober, responsible way and carrying a message of hope. And I thank you for that.
Thank you, John.
All right, guys.
Awesome show.
Thank you.
John, thanks a lot, man.
And no problem, man. And we're going to definitely have you back and understand something. When you guys start doing the shows, let me know. Maybe I can get out to one. I'll fly out from the East Coast.
All right. We'd love to.
All right, guys. It's been a pleasure.
Pay for that.
Can we stay in your hotel room?
Can you throw TVs out? As long as it isn't a plasma. As long as it isn't a plasma, I'm okay. All right, guys, it's been fun. All right, and we're going out, ladies and gentlemen. This was the first show of Rockers in Recovery, and if you're listening live, we just got done with 8 Days Clean, a Northwest Seattle band, and, of course, what a great band it is, and they are really, really, really off the chain, as you can hear, and we had a great time with them. And, of course, Ron, Jeff, Sean, and Billy. And you can go to 8 Days Clean on Facebook. They got a great Facebook page, by the way. Check them out. Also, check out Rockers in Recovery on Facebook, and you can also go to HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. I want to thank Sound Pillow for making this show possible. I want to thank Clapton's Antigua Crossroads for making this possible, and Willard Water. We're out for tonight. We'll be back tomorrow at 2 o'clock in the afternoon with, of course, Louis the Couch. Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. This program is sponsored by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. Join us every day right here on AM 1470 WNN. You can also find us on our Twitter podcast, Facebook, and blogtalkradio.com. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. That's HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. All broadcast rights to this program are the property of Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. Rebroadcast of any portion of this program without express written consent is prohibited. The opinions expressed on this sponsored program are strictly those of its hosts and callers and are not necessarily those of this station, staff, management, or sponsors.
Thirty years.